My guest this morning is Zoe Zagnotti, who conducts Pagliacci, Leoncavallo's opera for Opera Southwest, with two performances left, Friday at 7:30 and Sunday 2 p.m. at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Maestro Zagnotti, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
So, Leoncavallo scored with this opera, and then he wrote other things, but nothing else became as popular. Why is this such a popular opera?
Oh, this is a beautiful piece of music. Apart from the main, well, the aria that we all know, Ridi, the whole opera has amazing music in it. It's very well composed. It's very well orchestrated. The transitions between emotions are extremely powerful. Like, I'm just going to give an example. There is that scene where Tonio is trying, through his pain, to say to Neda that he loves her and she laughs at him. And the transition between his pain and his desire for her to the utmost possible revenge, it's like it happens through 3 seconds, 3-4 seconds, and he does it excellently. Leoncavallo does it excellently. That's what I mean. In general, the opera has very beautiful tunes, which is always a plus for an opera because it's not only the one aria we know. Everyone's aria and the duet, they're all amazing. But also, as a piece, it's very well composed through in order to create more and more suspense and then get to the finale every single time in both acts.
And it's a very tight work.
That's the thing, that it's a very distilled work in many ways, because you get all the drama and all the music and all the emotion and everything in an hour and a half, less than an hour and a half, instead of three that you do in other operas.
Yeah, the big aria that everyone knows is at the end of the first act, and then the second act is a show, a tragedy, one of the greatest endings in opera, and then it's done.
Yes. Yeah, and it is a very short act, but extremely well done with beautiful music for singers and for the orchestra. That's the other thing, that he's using the orchestra very well, and also he's using particular instruments of the orchestra to create things and themes. And the other thing that he does very well is that there is always, I mean, in many operas this happens, but here he does it extremely well from the beginning to the end. There are various themes that appear that are extremely strong. So we get the pain theme from Canio. It's there. It's the famous theme. It appears in the prologue. It comes in his aria. It finishes the opera. You get the love theme. Every time Neda and Silvio are together, the two lovers are together on stage or are going to appear, the theme, the love theme appears. So if you have an ear for it, you will know that it's coming. It's the two of them together. And then you get the jealousy theme, which is a very dark theme, normally, as always, given to the basses and to the celli, very chromatic, very, I mean, it's like if you're carrying a snake in your heart. It's that kind of feeling it gives. And it is there every time Canio is jealous of Neda and her lover, or at the points that he will find out about them. And so it's a very interesting thing, because all the themes join together in many ways to, you know, to make it work as a whole and also give beautiful tunes.
And even if you don't necessarily know the music or follow the music as a score, it still manipulates you in the way that it should. You're still carried along with the emotion, even if you don't know you're being influenced by it.
It's a very nice story. I mean, come on, we all know these stories of, you know, the husband that his wife is with someone else, or the wife that her husband is with someone else, and how they feel and everything. And of course, it would be better if no one died at the end, but and we had a happy ending. But they have to die because it's opera, and, you know.
And it's tragedy.
Yes.
Zoe Zagnotti is conducting Leoncavallo's Pagliacci at the National Hispanic Cultural Center Friday, 7:30 p.m., Sunday, 2 p.m. Opera Southwest presents it, and you can still get tickets at 724-4771, but particularly for Sunday, you better hurry, or operasouthwest.org. Maestra Zoe Zagnotti, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Brent.
And now, from the end of Act One, the broken-hearted Canio, having learned that his wife is unfaithful to him, must nevertheless put on his costume and his makeup and put on a show. Here's Placido Domingo, Vesti la Giubba, from Leoncavallo's Pagliacci.